I don't remember. Good morning. The City Council will come to order for our Wednesday 9:30 a.m. May 6th council meeting. Carla, would you please call the roll?
Fish. Here. Saltzman.
Here.
Leonard.
Here.
Fritz.
Here.
Adams.
Here. We'll begin the meeting with communications. Carla, can you please read the title for council calendar item 540?
Request of Richard Hartman to address council regarding sewer work permits.
Mr. Hartman, are you here? All right. Carla, can you please read the title for council calendar 541?
Request of John Schaefer to address council regarding horse manure on sidewalks and roads.
Mr. Schaefer. All right, can you please read the title for council calendar item 542?
Request of Darvell Lloyd to address council regarding funding the crosswalk project at Southeast Belmont and 46th.
Mr. Lloyd, good morning. Welcome to the City Council.
Good morning. Thank you.
All you need to give us is your name, and you'll have 3 minutes.
Thank you, Mayor Adams and City Commissioners. My name is Darvell Lloyd, and I volunteer at Impact Northwest and their Southeast District Advisory Council. On behalf of that fine organization and many other supporters, I wish to thank you, Mayor Adams, and your Transportation Bureau for approving funding in the coming fiscal year of a badly needed pedestrian safety improvement at Southeast Belmont Street and 46th Avenue. We especially appreciate all of the time and coordination efforts that your traffic operations manager, Will Stevens, put into this project during the last 12 months. And we worked very hard to get local support. There's so much support and cooperation from local organizations like the Sunnyside Neighborhood Association, Southeast Uplift, the Willamette Pedestrian Coalition, Elders in Action, and a number of others that I won't have time to mention, but it was a year of a cooperative effort, and especially gratifying given the economic times. I was planning to give you or to present to you a petitions, 19 pages of 269 signatures, and many of the petitions are still out there. But instead, I will just file them, and I hope you consider them as 269 thank yous and silent voices for you to get this project started this summer, if not sooner. I also want to express my appreciation to all of the new sidewalk curb ramps that are being constructed throughout the city at street intersections in my neighborhood, and it's really great to see that. I urge you not to give up on the comprehensive, safe, sound, and streets plan that was envisioned a few years ago, and try to figure out how to fund that when the economy improves. In this age of big projects, big bridges, big stadiums, big urban renewal, it's nice to acknowledge the little spot projects that are so beneficial to our neighborhoods. Thank you very much for allowing me to speak. I just want to acknowledge the some of the folks that came here this morning, and could you stand up? Mamak Tabrizian, Katie Urey from the Willamette Pedestrian Coalition, Marianne Schwab, and Lee Knoll. Thank you, folks.
Mr. Lloyd, I just wanted to note that your comment about not that the petitions being moot reminds me of an evening hearing we had a couple weeks ago where a substitute resolution was put before the community at the last minute, and someone came up to testify and first said they were thrilled with the change, and then took out the speech they had written blasting us and read the speech. That was one of the more interesting moments since I've been here, so thank you.
Well, Mr. Lloyd, you as chair of the Southeast Senior Advisory Council, and Vicky's going to testify in a minute, have...
Vice chair.
I just gave you a promotion. You and the council have been tireless in your efforts to point out where infrastructure needs to be improved, and I just want to thank you publicly for doing that very much.
You're welcome, Mayor. Thank you.
Carla, could you please read the title for council calendar item 543?
Request of Vicki Herson to address council regarding news about the 46th and Belmont crosswalk.
Good morning, Ms. Herson. Hi. Glad you're here.
Thank you. Good morning, Mayor Adams and commissioners. My name is Vicki Herson, Executive Director of Elders in Action. And we were delighted to hear when the funding for this crosswalk and curb enhancements has been fast-tracked for completion by Mayor Adams and the Bureau of Transportation. It's been a great partnership with advocates from the Willamette Pedestrian Coalition, Southeast Senior Advisory Committee, Impact Northwest, Sunnyside Neighborhood Association, Elders in Action, and TriMet. I'd like to especially thank Will Stevens from the Portland Bureau of Transportation, Phil Seilinger from Willamette Pedestrian Coalition, and Young Park from TriMet for their hard work and reviewing plans, and for TriMet for stepping up to the plate with funding. In these times of limited resources, partnerships and creative thinking are needed more than ever. And really, Elders in Action works with so many partners in the city, and our goal is really to kind of be a connector and help enhance resources wherever we can. The Southeast Multicultural Center at 46 in Belmont is one of eight district senior centers in the city of Portland, where frail elderly residents come for socialization, specially designed exercise programs and a hot meal and other activities that will keep them active and engaged in their community. Portland Parks and Recreation funding for these specialized programs for seniors and people with disabilities is critical. And it's really, they have a specialized training at Impact Northwest at the Southeast Multicultural Center. So now with the crosswalk enhancement, hundreds of people each day who come and access those services. And these are services where they can't get from other Portland Parks and Recreation activities because they're specially designed. And with the 85-plus population being the fastest growing, it's really more critical than ever. And I know it's been in the Parks and Recreation budget, it's called pass-through money, but I, we hope to educate people more about the need of this critical funding because it's really not pass-through. It sounds kind of an odd saying because it's really critical services and recreation programs for people who come and visit, get off that bus or get off the TriMet Lift program, access services that are specialized at this district center as well as the seven others within the city. We're so happy that this enhanced crosswalk and bus stop will provide safer pedestrian access for all in the neighborhood. It was a young jogger who was hit by a car in March. So it's going to make a critical difference in the neighborhood. And, we look forward to working with all of the bureaus and seeking out opportunities where we can really enhance resources for the city. Thank you so much, and we're really happy that this has happened.
Well, thanks for your leadership and continued good work. We appreciate it.
And we'll try to find a different word than pass-through.
Yeah.
It actually creates confusion in our budget forums. And just so people understand, it's any time that city dollars go to fund a program that's led by another jurisdiction. We call it a pass-through, like when we fund families and children's homeless programs, pass-through
right.
to another jurisdiction. Yeah. But it's not well understood, yeah. So maybe we'll do some wordsmithing.
Okay, great. Thank you.
And Will Stevens, thank you for your leadership on this. Really appreciate it. Great work.
That's a good one.
All right. That gets us to the consent agenda. Does anyone wish...
It's 544. And,
I'm sorry.
And 540, Mr. Hartman has arrived, too.
Okay. Mr. Hartman?
Mr. Hartman, 540, request of Richard Hartman to address council regarding sewer work permits.
Good morning, Mr. Hartman. Glad you're here. You just need to give us your first and last name, and you'll have 3 minutes.
Richard Hartman.
Feel free to take a seat.
Didn't bring a bag this time. With being a sewer matter, Randy, you will be able to follow through what I'm going to read.
Go ahead, Mr. Hartman.
This sewer matter is like you renting a car, taking it to a body shop to repair a scratch, get a receipt and it proves you own the car. The car was hit in a hit-and-run injury. You are caught and accused as a car owner, and you're liable for all the life injury losses to a family of the insured. You have no insurance because you have no recorded title to the car. Does EPA or do we want short, private, unrecorded sections of sewers amongst our public sewers in public streets? On your side, will Portland be shamed? Portland is exempt from DEQ permitting, Portland's mayor claims, and likes private sewers in Portland Central Business District streets. No citizens can believe this. He wants hundreds more. All other Oregon cities, including its state capital city, are under DEQ permitting. They do not have private sewers in CBDs. And in New York, regulations require that any service sewer serving more than one property must be owned by a village, sewer district, sewer authority, etc. Two, Portland's mayor, when over BES sewers, represented that the city must prove private sewer ownership. His chief engineer doesn't know why he cannot find where the sewer code before 1900 requires that the city engineer declared sewer ownership by connections. Therefore, he used recent contractor sewer permit card notes to declare this matter's 1899 building sewer branch as private. Is the BES new O2 sewer code flawed because a city engineer was not designated for sewer connections before 1900? Did BES, before creating the current O2 code, search city records enough to discover that the city engineer was designated for the city's first building permits, not sewers, by ordinance dated December 28, 1899. Three, the sewer policy in place at the time of these permits and this matter states once owners repair in-street sewers, the city will maintain them thereafter. Which way? Private yes or private no? Portland City Council is supporting this possibly flawed code permit notes position by amicus briefs into a state appellate court hearing set for a week from today. Here are Multnomah County Court recorded statements addressing the current code. Have you seen any evidence whatsoever that the city engineer who was in office in the 1890s, presumably when this line was built, made the designation that it was private at the time? Have you ever seen any document where the city engineer had designated this as private? I have not. Five, are there serious errors and omissions in BES 02 Sewer Code, Chapter 1732?
Mr. Hartman, I need you to wrap up.
Okay, you'll see at the end a suggestion where you could help me, and that tile lines are basically never deteriorate. They're still in existence in Solomon's time, and would the council like to withdraw the amicus briefs before Wednesday's appellate court hearing? Thank you.
If I could, Mr. Hartman, your partner, Mr. Jasper, was here last week. I had private email exchanges with him. You both have spent 2 3-minute periods, neither one of which have you explained what your particular problem is to the council. I recommended to Mr. I'm sitting here scratching my head, not understanding what your point is. I recommended that you meet with Commissioner Saltzman, who is in charge of the Bureau of Environmental Services, or his staff, to explain what your position is. I think you'd find much more satisfaction in that than spending time making statements that make it real difficult to understand what the issue is you're trying to deal with.
Thank you. We've tried for about a year to get someone in the council, any council person, directors. We've tried and tried to present our evidence.
That's what you should do here, though, but you should tell us what that is.
Can we get an appointment with Mr. Saltzman?
Well, that's up to him and his staff. He is in charge of BES.
We'll call you. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Hartman. Could you please read the council calendar item, title for 544?
Mm-hmm. Request of Belinda D. Jackson to address council regarding ethical behavior by mayoral personnel.
Ms. Jackson? Good morning. Welcome to the City Council.
Good morning, City Council.
You only need to give us your first and last name, and you'll have 3 minutes.
Thank you. Mayor Adams, City Council, my name is Belinda Jackson, and why I'm here today is because ethical behavior takes courage. Judgment, good judgment, also takes courage. And what I have experienced with Mayor Adams, he is my mayor. I voted for him. I trusted him. What my experience has been with Mayor Adams' office is unethical behavior. And I don't blame that office, but I will say this. Good government, effective government, has to have a foundation of ethical behavior. And it is very difficult for your office, for your staff, for city government to be effective and progressive and helpful for the constituency when their leader is embroiled in scandal, is embroiled in very disparaging and insulting and offensive comments about character, about who you are. People are saying things about you that put your constituency, put me in a position where I have to just look the other way. I don't have a voice when it comes to you, Mayor Adams, at all. And when I'm on your side, you apologize. I go to your office and I say, wait a minute. I have evidence which proves this Mark Merkel character who supposedly gives evidence against you, who works at the Nines Hotel, and he's in a relationship with Bo Breedlove. I'm like, wait a minute, I know this guy. I have information about him. Your chief of staff tells me not only do they have no information about the entire fiasco, the scandal that's surrounding you and Bo Breedlove, but they give me misinformation. They flat out are dishonest about the relationship with you and your advisor. Now, do I blame your staff? I can't. They can only be as good as their leader. They can only have the ethics and the judgment and the courage of their leader. And you're embroiled in scandal. You're not helping us. And you should step down.
Thank you for your testimony. So that finally gets us to the consent agenda. Does anyone wish to pull any item from the consent agenda? All right. Seeing none, hearing none. Carla, can you please call the vote on the consent agenda?
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Adams?
Aye. Consent agenda is approved. That gets us to the first regular council agenda item. Can you please read the title for council calendar item 567? Time certains. Oh, yep. I apologize. Can you please read the council calendar item for 545?
Adopt Portland is Better Together campaign spring update.
So if you would come forward, everybody. So Better Together was launched by the city council at the beginning of the year, and today we're going to give an update on how we're doing. Key focus of the Better Together campaign was to provide a easy single reference phone number and single website for people to get involved based on their interests and based on their time availability. Who would like to begin?
I'll begin.
Laurel.
Hey, Laurel Bettman. I work in the Office of Management and Finance, and I'm a member of a pretty esteemed group of city employees that have been working on this, and so I just want to recognize that I'm just one of many in this campaign. We wanted to come back to you today to report on how we're doing and make some suggestions for the future and let you know what's coming up so that we can all work in this together. So, yes, we did launch on January 15th with an event at the food bank where all of you were there. We really appreciated you being out in the community. It was a really fun event. We started off our Give Help part of this, and we have some people here today that are partners in the community to talk to you a little bit about what's been going on out there in the community with our efforts and their efforts to address. This is an effort to address the people part of the economic downturn and what we can do and how we can all work better together. So I will let them talk about their pieces of this. I wanted to let you know that we are.
Can you turn up the volume?
in the process. Thank you. We have been coordinating with the season of service for the last couple of months, and that's still going on, but we're moving now into a thing called the Corporate Challenge. And then over the summer, later in the summer, we'll be focusing on youth and children, and then in the fall, we'll focus on families. So those are our big efforts that we're putting together. We've got a kind of a plan for that. We've had banners hanging up over bridges and overpasses for several months, and those banners are now coming down, and we're going to be rehanging them. There'll be one on City Hall, and then some at community centers, fire stations, police precincts, so that we can get the word out better. And we're coordinating with TriMet for some local advertising on buses. That should be coming out later this summer. We're trying to increase visibility. One thing that you can help us with is if you're volunteering out in the community, this is for the council, let us know. We'll put a story up on the website about that. And that gets me to the website, which is the core of this campaign. That's how we're getting the word out. And I wanted to walk you through, just give a little virtual tour, if you will, of the pieces of the website in case you or the public out there are not familiar with it. So we thought we'd take this time to do that. So what you see here is the homepage of our city website, Portland Online, and you click on the link to get help, and choose local to get to the site. So thank you. Okay, thanks. And when you go into the site, what you see is our banner with the Give Help, Get Help, and Choose Local, and many feature stories. And these feature stories are on our story blog that we have, and that takes comments from the public. We also have featured volunteer opportunities. And then if you go into the Give Help Center, you can see that we are partnering with Oregon Solve, Hands on Greater Portland, and a number of different organizations so that people can find an easy way to get out there and volunteer. And Andy from Hands On is going to talk to you a little bit about the increase in volunteer efforts that we've seen as people have are dealing with the local economic crisis. Our Get Help Center features our partners. The Office of Neighborhood Involvement Information and Referral Line is our main line, but we also work closely with the 211 call center. And Jen is here today, and so is John, to talk to you about those efforts. If you go into our Choose Local, this is one of the more exciting parts of the site where you can hook up with the Choose Local campaign or with the Sustainable Business Network and the Local First effort. We also would encourage people to take the Choose Local pledge, and we'll list you on the website. And finally, we have the beginnings of what is going to be a much more robust Business Express site, but for businesses that are people that are looking to start a new business, and we have a lot of startups right now or needing financial assistance for their business, we have a simple FAQ right here to help people out. With that, let me see if there's... So we would love you to visit the website, nominate a local hero, send us a story. One of the things we may be concentrating on as well is gardening is really exciting right now. Everybody's into gardens, whether it's community gardens or economic gardens or open source gardens. It's everything sprouting up around us, and so we probably will be featuring that pretty soon as well. The other thing we've asked is that every council member place a web banner on their website so that people visiting your sites can get connected to this, and we're asking the same of each bureau in the city. I think that concludes the recommendations. Just wanted to bring you back what we've been doing, and I think Skip wants to go into a little more detail.
Hi, I'm Skip Newberry with the Mayor's Office, and I've worked with Laurel and city employees from several bureaus on this project during the last several months. And I just wanted to say that the campaign would not be possible without the tireless support of dedicated city employees across the bureaus. Without a doubt, connections between these bureaus have definitely been improved as a result of this campaign. And I know we have several committee members here today, and I would just like to ask them to please stand up right now and be recognized.
Thank you.
Now that Laurel has provided some background about what the campaign is and how we got to where we are now, I'd like to focus a little bit on what the campaign has potential to become. And one of the greatest assets of Portland is its sense of community. We have tremendous partners, some of whom you'll hear today speak from the community, both private and from the nonprofit sector as well. and they've joined the Portland is Better Together campaign during the last couple of months. To date, we've been very successful in generating interest from organizations throughout the community who can identify with the message of Portland is Better Together. Nevertheless, I think we need to try and improve some of our efforts going forward in raising awareness of the site, both among citizens in the community and businesses. In the next month, we plan to rehang Better Together banners throughout the city in community centers and firehouses, as Laurel mentioned, covering key spots of the city. Soon, we'll have advertising available as well on buses and park benches later on this summer, and that should help to raise some visibility for the campaign. And part of why we're here today is to encourage you, members of the council, to take advantage of the Better Together website in drawing attention to all of the great volunteer efforts that you yourselves undertake on a regular basis, and also the efforts of the members of your staff. I think that the campaign itself will be better for that, and you as leaders in our community stand in a great position to help draw awareness to what's going on throughout the city, both among nonprofit organizations who have great campaigns in place, and also amongst citizens who are contributing quite a bit of their time to the community right now when people are struggling and in need of help. I'd also like to talk a little bit about some of the efforts that we've made to try and use the site as a way to highlight some of the community-centric websites and other services that are being provided throughout the community currently. One of these includes a website called Bright Neighbor, and it's a website that enables individuals to connect with their neighbors, share rides, barter, learn about neighborhood events, and exchange goods and services. Another website, which you'll hear more about today, is a social networking application for local businesses called Local Space. It promotes greater connections between businesses and also helps to serve those businesses by providing access to customers who are interested in learning more about local businesses within their neighborhoods. Finally, we also have a website that we're partnering with called the Change Exchange, which is a micro-exchange website. And it was created here in Portland over the last several months by volunteers. And it helps to connect social investors with nonprofits and social entrepreneurs who need access to small amounts of capital. And then we're also in the process of creating a website, which Laurel mentioned, which is modeled after the New York City Business Express website. And it's a portal that helps businesses in the community get access to services, assistance, as well as do everything from do a budget to help figure out what their permitting costs are likely to be on different projects to figure out who to access to get operating capital and access to loans. This new site will be available through the Portland is Better Together website, as well as a number of other city websites. So these efforts, some of which I've highlighted today, will only be successful if people in the community know that they exist. And as leaders of our community, we're here today to ask for your assistance in helping to raise awareness for the campaign and the services that it provides. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions for this group of people?
Just have a comment. I've been struck by how, through your website, you've been pushing the envelope in how to get different applications out of our current system. I'm not a tech-savvy person, but my general overall impression of the city's web system is it's kind of stuck in another century, and it's hard to push the envelope. And I think all of us would like to have a more interactive website. I mean, I see Commissioner Leonard's now got a blog, sort of. But I mean, but others of us are putting links on our websites to groups, and you know, Sonia in my office has sort of figured that out, but it took way too much time. My point is, just as you've invited us to participate with you to do some linkages, I would urge you to do a sit down soon with office staff, tech staff, to sort of educate us about what you're learning about how to make the website more useful. Because I've noticed that a lot of our colleagues in other jurisdictions have opted out altogether from their jurisdiction's websites for, you know, because of the challenges of working within our constraints. But it looks like you've got some good ideas on how to make our websites more interactive, to bring more people to them, and then to link up with what you're doing. So I would invite you to do like a brown bag lunch and educate us about that.
That's a great suggestion. Thank you. And I think also it's a great opportunity to do something like that. We have a number of other sort of related initiatives that focus on Portland Online generally. And over the next several months, we'll be starting those a process rolling to look at different ways to improve the Portland Online website, its architecture, and the infrastructure that supports it. And so the Better Together campaign, which is a part of that, you know, now is the opportunity to take a hard look at what can we change within that as well. And I think it's a great opportunity to sit down with your staff and other people throughout the city to find out what would we like to see, and also more importantly, even what would the community like to see in terms of improvements for the website. So we have a couple of ideas of how we can invite the community to get involved in this process in creating a new Portland Online.
Thank you.
Good. Thanks.
Are there more folks to testify?
Yes.
Okay.
And now I'd like to ask Nicole Stein from Umpqua Bank and Andy Nelson from Hands On Greater Portland. Please come up.
Good morning. Welcome to the City Council. We're glad you're here.
Good morning. I'm Nicole Stein with Umpqua Bank. Thanks so much. I'm really here just to talk about the role of a private company within the Portland is Better Together campaign. Umpqua Bank's involvement began with the launch of the project at the Oregon Food Bank in January, and really was propelled forward by Ray Davis, our CEO's feeling moved by the ability to be actionable in this economic state that we're in, and also to support the city's efforts to mobilize in this way. The concept of get, give, and local, those words really resonate very well with Umpqua Bank and the positioning that we have within how we conduct our business. There are two areas of ongoing synergy that are taking place through Portland is Better Together with Umpqua Bank, and that's through the Corporate Volunteer Challenge, which is noted on the website that you just saw, as well as Local Space, which Skip touched base on, which is the social networking tool for businesses. Within the corporate challenge, it really is giving a place for companies right now to share their best practices with each other and to set up volunteer opportunities with Hands On Greater Portland or other volunteer agencies out in the community, as well as to provide ongoing assistance with a member organization called Corporate Volunteer Council for some ongoing networking and best practice sharing. So it's really reaching out into the community and sort of leveraging things that are happening outside of Portland is Better Together, but leveraging it through this effort. From Umpqua Bank's perspective, we've had a strong focus on volunteerism from the beginning of our company's roots, and we're continuing to see, and actually more than ever seeing, strong trends among our associates wanting to be actionable and help within this economic situation because they can help. And the model that we've built is a paid time off system, and it's something that we're sharing with other companies in terms of offering paid time off assistance to volunteer 40 hours a year. 25,000 hours in 2008 were logged for the community's betterment. The benefits are strong, and this is something that, again, we're hoping to share and learn from other companies, their best practices. Benefits to employees ensure that they're connected, which is the whole point of Portland is Better Together. Benefits to the employer are many, which is morale, productivity, public image, and the benefits to the community are significant in terms of daytime volunteerism and filling a gap that may be out there. What we want to do is also share this with public agencies and just encourage, again, as Skip and Laurel have done to you, to encourage involvement through Portland is Better Together. The local space component, which is what Skip talked about in terms of a social networking tool, is actually a tool that Umpqua Bank created in terms of trying to help connect businesses to each other in an effort to really spur on the idea of buying local, supporting local, and knowing who your local business partners are that you can work with directly in your neighborhood or in your community to ensure that dollars stay locally. And I think this is a great example, the effort of Portland is Better Together, in terms of just taking resources where they are and leveraging them, whether that's sitting in a private entity, such as Umpqua Bank, and putting them forward as a community tool. But that public-private partnership aspect is something that's really significant right now as limited resources are out there. There are limited resources, and the way that we can leverage each other in terms of making good things happen for our community. So I just want to commend the mayor's staff in terms of their leadership on this effort, and hope for your continued support as this continues to roll forward for the next handful of months. So thank you.
Well, I want to highlight my thanks to you and Umpqua Bank. Some of the technologies that we're about to roll out and developed in partnership with you and started by Umpqua Bank are needed more than ever in terms of the opportunity for business-to-business connections and local supplier networks, purchasing from local suppliers. I think it's You know, for every dollar spent at a local business or business within the city of Portland, we get over 60 cents stay in the economy, whereas, you know, spent elsewhere, obviously we lose a lot of money. So thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Good morning. I'm Andy Nelson, Executive Director of Hands On Greater Portland. I'll be real brief. I just wanted to provide some perspective to you on the power, I think, of this new effort, Better Together. I want to start with a brief story. Back in November, Commissioner Fish joined Hands On and Multnomah County Commissioner Jeff Kogan out at a project at Harvey Scott Elementary School, and we painted some walls at a school that really hadn't been touched in 25 years. Since then, we have seen nothing less than a volunteer boom in this community. Now, I don't know if there's a connection between your involvement and the 60% increase in volunteering that we've seen, but I think it's notable that in the wake of this downed economy, we've seen incredible volunteering. And not just in Portland, this is a nationwide trend. You ought to know about that. Now, in Portland, you may know that we're third in the nation in volunteering, and we should be proud of that. That's a 38% volunteer record. That's 38% of our population regularly volunteering. Not about you, but I think we can be number one. I think we can do better. And I think this website is a huge step in that right direction. There's a little question to me, as I've been involved in this volunteer world for a while, that people want to help. That's not the issue. The issue is people don't know how to help. They don't know where to contribute their time. And we all know that who's not busy and who isn't really protecting their time. When people can find well-organized, meaningful volunteer projects, are going to get involved. They don't know about them. There's been partnerships and involvement on behalf of the city to get people involved. Better Together, to your point, Commissioner Fish, it's really, you seem to use technology as a way to get people going in a way they haven't before. And why should the city be involved in this? And I just want to offer, I'll finish, a couple of brief perspectives on that. The first thing is, especially at a time like this, you can't do it all alone. Government cannot be the solution to all the issues we have in our community. The more people can step up and help, the better we're going to be. And I'll tell you right now, there's real viable opportunities for people to dedicate their life to helping their neighbors in substantial ways. And people will do this if they know about it. Portland has an incredible reputation as being a livable city. I think our involvement, our community involvement, our volunteerism is a big part of that. But that's something we have to work on every month. We can't take that for granted. When this site becomes more successful, this is going to be an economic engine. This is going to continue to attract people to move here. I think it's going to be good for businesses like Umpqua and others that want to relocate to Portland. So it's a big picture and a grassroots solution. And thanks for your support of this. All you can do to continue to motivate people to connect would be useful. Appreciate it.
Well, thanks for your partnership. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you, Andy.
Come on up. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good.
Welcome to City Council. Good morning.
Hello. Sure, I'll go first. Hello, I'm Jen Matheson, and I do outreach for 211 and for Housing Connections. And I'm delighted to really be a part of the Better Together campaign because it really brings together the focus and the skills and what 211 can offer with an emphasis on supporting local businesses and volunteerism. And I think, you know, we really fit together within this campaign very well. I think you all are pretty familiar with 211, but the real basic story about 211 is we're a three-digit phone number folks can call when they're looking for health and human service information. We run a call center in downtown Portland that serves the Portland metro region, Southwest Washington, and now Central Oregon. We're hoping to expand to serve Yamhill and Polk counties within the next 3 to 6 months. And our call center is taking about 10 to 12,000 calls a month from folks who are trying to seek health and human services. So our most common calls are people needing help paying their utility bills, rent assistance, looking for food, looking for housing. And as you can imagine, the face and the type of calls that we've received in the last 6 months has really changed. It's really been the first-time caller, the person who's never had to seek social services before. We're hearing from callers who say, what is it going to be like for me to go to the DHS office? What is it going to be like for me to go to the unemployment office? And so the folks in our call center can really help people navigate those services, you know, describe to them what it's going to look like to seek help, you know, find out about both, you know, public services as well as faith-based community programs, and get them connected. And that's what 211 does. So, you know, a little bit about what we do. I think, you know, just on the back, you can see my really small little print on the back here, you know, our call volume, as you can imagine, has increased greatly. You can kind of check out that blue line, which is showing calls received. And, you know, starting last August, we just saw this large spike of calls coming into our call center. So, again, those first-time callers, those callers who've had a loss of income, who are seeking services, reaching out and calling us and trying to get connected. I think the other thing that 211 really can offer to this campaign and, you know, to folks like you is really looking at what community needs are. We've got great data about our callers. You know, we track demographics, zip code, age, race. So we know who our callers are and what they need. So we've got a lot of data around community needs and what people are looking for and can track that from, you know, year to year. So 211, again, is really delighted to be a part of the Better Together campaign and really partners closely with City County INR in making sure that, you know, if they have a call they can't answer and they can't serve, that they can pass it on to us and vice versa. So we're working really close with them.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Can I also just say thank you for the service you gave to the city during the winter emergency? 211 was the place where people could call to find out where they could get a meal, where they could find emergency shelters, and people performed marvelously. And I'm pleased that 211 continues to be funded in the mayor's budget.
Thank you.
Proposed budget.
Proposed budget. John.
Good morning. I'm John Dett, and I supervise the City of Portland and Multnomah County Information and Referral Line, otherwise known as 823-4000. I've been involved with this campaign, the Portland's Better Together campaign, since it began, and it's been a really great opportunity for us to partner with city offices, bureaus, and partners like 211, and also a great opportunity for us to get word out to the community about our 823-4000 line. The service that we provide, I think anyone who's called the 823-4000 line will tell you that our staff do a wonderful job of helping people to navigate the local government and to help them accomplish, you know, whatever goals they might have in dealing with the government. The Better Together campaign, as was mentioned earlier, has used our 823-4000 number on the banners that we've put up across the city. Also, we've done some handbills that have been distributed to the libraries, community centers, and other community meeting places, and then also prominently on the website. We haven't necessarily been flooded by calls related to the campaign, but I think we've had a pretty steady stream of calls, and we've definitely gotten more of certain types of calls, things around economic stimulus efforts, more policy stuff the city's been engaged in, housing issues, and then small business resources are some of the things. Through our partnership with 211 Info, we have been able to enhance our database a little bit to better assist with some of the social service inquiries, such as credit and mortgage counseling services, job seeker resources, in an effort to take a little bit of the burden off of them for some of the more, you know, basic social service calls. The thing, though, that I'd like to highlight the most, I guess, today is the thing I've valued the most about being involved in this campaign, and that has been development of some better small business resource information for our community. When we started meeting, one of the things that became evident was there was a lot of resources for small businesses, but there wasn't like one place they could call to figure out what those resources were, especially for a new business or a real small business that wasn't real experienced with dealing with those resources. So
you're putting, you stated that very politely.
So thanks to some of our partners, probably most prominently Jackie Babinke at the PCC Small Business Development Center. I was able to meet with her and some of the staff at PDC and the mayor's office to try to develop make our database a little more robust for being able to help those folks and work with my staff to get us a little better trained on how to help people navigate that, and also put together some FAQ, which is on that website Laurel was showing you, is sort of the basic FAQ that we came up with. To really help small businesses better navigate those resources. Again, we haven't been inundated with those types of calls, but you know, we've probably had a few dozen over the last couple months related specifically to those resources. I guess for me, I think as we continue this campaign, any opportunity that we can get to spread the word about the 8234000 resource, I think would be a tremendous benefit to the community. So,
well, you've been fantastic, and nowhere has your efforts been more appreciated than on the small business side. There is not a single number until we've done this. There has not been sort of a single information and referral number for businesses to call. And so you willing to step up and sort of fill the breaches is, I know, on behalf of a lot of small businesses in Portland is much appreciated. So thank you. We have more work to do, but appreciate this. Thanks. Anybody else? Anyone signed up to testify?
We have two people signed up. We have Edmundo Ed Cardenas and Richard Hartman.
I think Mr. Hartman left. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Welcome to the City Council. Glad you're here.
Thank you very much.
Have a seat. You only need to give us your first and last name, and you'll have 3 minutes noted on that clock in front of you.
First full name, Edmundo Cardenas. Here in Portland for 6 years now. I worked on the streets for 3 years, pro bono, with meth kids, Vietnam-era veterans, battered wives, you name it. Kept 11 people from suicide. They're in the process of doing it. I really strongly recommend that this program be adopted and furthered. For example, Ms. Fritz came to Home PDX over at the Hawthorne Bridge 2 Sundays ago and spoke to the people there, mostly street folk, young people mostly, and talked about some of the issues. Most were concerned about an issue that's not going to be covered today, the sitting on the sidewalks, and she kept bringing us back to the larger picture. This is the larger picture right here in the handout I got from her office. To borrow a couple of phrases, it might sound a little corny, but it's true. I was of the JFK generation. I was in college when he was elected president. Believe it or not, and, you know, what he said, ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. Well, we can, we can supplant that word country and say our city, our community, our environment. And also something, another president, more recent one, the elder Bush said something about 1,000 points of light. I like that. I like that very much. I think that the private citizen, like myself, can do a lot. Just one person touching another person's life, and that just ripples out. It's like a big circle. You know, you throw a rock into a pool, a Zen pool of water, and it just spreads out. I think we need that badly in this city for people to care about each other. And this is a way of doing it. I won't talk about the technicalities. I'll talk about the emotive, affective issues. If people care, if they see you caring about somebody else, even a total stranger, they'll go out and care about somebody else themselves. It's a fact. It's a proven fact. And I think that's what keeps me going, caring. I'll stop here. I don't want to go over. The first time I spoke, I went a minute over. But I'll stop here. I heartily recommend this program, and I hope it goes through, and it sounds great. Thank you very much.
Well, your comments have provided an important part of why we're doing this, that thank you for everything that you do in the community, and thank you for your support of this effort. Really appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Good day.
All right. Is there a motion to accept the report?
Motion.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to accept the report contained in Council Calendar Item 545. Unless there's additional council discussion, Carla, would you please call the roll?
Fish.
A couple of months ago, Mayor Adams and I were out in the Rose City neighborhood for a community event, and frankly, I think most people came out to talk to him, but after he spoke, I had a chance to speak, and there were a lot of citizens there, and when we got to Q&A, a woman who with two children in the back raised her hand, and she said, you know, I sense there's a great need to help in our community, but I don't know how to volunteer. How do I volunteer? And it sort of, you know, reminded me, like, when I go to certain restaurants and I look at a 20-page menu, and it's like, what do I order? I mean, it's like we are overwhelmed with information, and yet there is this enormous appetite to do good, but many people just don't know where to start. And when we give them that first guidepost, good things happen. I gave the answer I always give instinctively when people ask, how do I help? I say, you know, go to the website, Hands On Portland, and just sign up. What we're doing today, though, is we are building on a movement, and we are fully engaging the city in engaging people in their best. At a time when we are forced to cut some budgets and make some tough choices, we're talking about engaging the public in a much more dynamic way. We talk about partnerships, and that's often a shorthand for asking someone in the private sector to write a check. But that's one benefit that we get from engaging others. I prefer to focus on the human capital, the people who volunteer their time, not their treasure. Everybody has some time they can donate. Not everybody has money they can donate. But the time and the energy is so vital to all of our programs here at the city in making a better community. So I think this is a very worthwhile undertaking. Been very impressed with the report and with the intentionality and the goodwill of the people behind it and the presentation today. I thank the mayor for his leadership on this issue. I think it's exactly the right thing we should be doing during very tough times. And I'm pleased to support the report. Aye.
Saltzman?
Well, I really appreciate the involvement of Umpqua Bank and all the other partners, Hands On Portland, our city people, 211, our INR folks. I've always been impressed with our INR folks and their ability to connect me to anywhere, at least within city county government, that I've tested them on occasionally. So I really appreciate this work, and it really is, as Commissioner Fish said, an opportune time to engage more people in volunteer activity. People do care. They read the papers. They suffer these economic times themselves, and they realize that helping others is not only necessary, but it's also good for the soul. So appreciate it. Aye.
Leonard.
Well, I'm instinctively suspicious of those who suggest easy solutions to complex problems. Use drugs, put you in jail. You're homeless, get a job. You're hungry, get a job. And there are those in the community, not so much in Portland, but in our larger community, that think like that. I believe that the solutions to those various issues are much more complex and human, and that what causes people to find themselves in those places are much more complex and require a lot of thought on those of us who are lucky enough not to find ourselves in those positions. And this work that you all are doing is exactly that kind of approach that I just instinctively know is what the solution is. And so I appreciate not only this more thoughtful approach to helping those in need, but that those of you who recognize the need to help others are donating your time and your effort and your money. It means a lot to me. Thank you. Aye.
Fritz.
Well, I'm strangely conflicted by this because as a person growing up in England, I was part of the Girl Scout movement there. I was a brownie and a guide and a ranger and a young leader. And we had in the scouting movement the concept of a good turn. And the definition of a good turn is a secret, something for nothing for someone. So the concept of the secret is kind of part of my volunteering in the past, that you don't necessarily get patted on the back or everybody says that you've done a really great thing. You just do it because it's a good thing to do and because actually it makes you feel good as well. But it's not a secret that we want to keep any longer, that people should be invited to participate. And in fact, people are stepping up to participate in doing good turns all over Portland and helping each other out. And that's something that we can do even in these times of hard economic challenges, not enough government funding. Government can't do even as much as we used to be able to do, and we shouldn't, because it does feel good to help each other out. And people who have time can give the gift of time, and they can give the gift of muscles, or sitting listening to a child read, or answering phones, or there's all manner of things for everybody, no matter what your level of physical ability, there's something that you can do in Portland to help somebody else out. I've been volunteering for quite some time and greatly appreciating the Hands on Portland site, the Volunteer Match site. I actually like to challenge folks that, first of all, volunteer in your neighborhood, because doing something in your own neighborhood is really fun, and you can see every day that there's less trash or there's less graffiti or whatever there is. But then try volunteering in somebody else's neighborhood. I haven't quite yet managed to volunteer in every one of the 95 neighborhoods, but I'm getting close. And there's something really special to going to another part of town and pulling weeds or painting a school or whatever it might be, just listening to the people who are there and what are they talking about, what are they concerned about. I've learned so much through volunteering and just being quiet and doing the job that I would never have gathered yet. And yet now we have city commissioners going out doing volunteer projects, and you can bend the ear of a city commissioner for 2 hours while pulling ivy. And that happened to me on last Saturday, no ivy day. I was out in Gateway Green, and I got to hear from the folks there about all the great things that were going on in Gateway and why that particular project was important. And we had a really good time. So that's an opportunity. You don't have to make an appointment to get on my calendar. If you check my calendar and I'm out doing a volunteer project, you just come and help. And that's going to happen actually on May 16th, where we're partnering with Solve in the Down by the Riverside event. You can go to the Solve website and sign up for that, and I'd be happy to listen to whatever you have to say if you help me pick up trash along the Willamette. I do want to mention, too, that I greatly appreciate Mayor Adams in the proposed budget funding the Office of Neighborhood Involvement and the Office of Human Relations, which helps people get connected, which funds the 8,234,000, and which recognizes that we as a community need to stick together and that we need to fund those government services that help us know about these great projects. Thanks to the Better Together team. Thank you for all the tech stuff, which is really helping. And I'm very happy to vote aye.
Adams.
Well, again, I want to underscore my thanks to the Better Together team. Really appreciate it. I also appreciate the fact that there's high energy and the willingness to sustain it, because we've probably got another 18 months in front of us, unfortunately, in terms of economic challenges. I also underscore my thanks to Skip Newberry from my office for all your great work on this, and to Laurel Butman out of the Office of Management and Finance as well. Aye. Report is approved. Carla, can you please read the title for Council Calendar Item 546, Emergency Ordinance?
Amend Title 33, Planning and Zoning, to extend for a limited period the expiration date for approved land use decisions and related land use actions.
Housing starts are down 48%. Construction unemployment is at 28% in the Portland region. We have, because of the freeze in the economy, the lack of liquidity and businesses being able to access credit in a cost-effective way, we have a lot of permits that have been pulled and approved in the city of Portland, but the permit holders are not able to move forward because of the global economic crisis. The ordinance in front of you would extend the expiration date for land use approvals that have extend the expiration date for the following that have been already approved: land use approvals, preliminary plan approvals for land divisions, pre-application conferences, reports, and final plat applications. So this is also in response to the financial issues, the economic issues, I should say, faced by the city. So, gentlemen, if you'd please come forward, provide any additional information, answer our questions.
Good morning, Mayor Adams and Council. My name is Eric Engstrom. I'm here representing the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability. With me is Douglas Hardy with the Bureau of Development Services. I think you just said most of what I was going to say, so I'm just going to be available for questions. But I'm going to turn it over to Douglas to just walk you through a little bit more of the details.
Thank you, Mayor Adams. Douglas Hardy, Bureau of Development Services. Likewise, you gave a good synopsis of the proposal, but I'll go into a little more detail in terms of what the amendment is. As you indicated, Mayor Adams, the ordinance is looking at extending